and this is his commandment, that we believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he gave a commandment to us. Welcome to In the Bullpen, Up and Ready, a ministry of developing contenders. The call has come. You need to get up and ready now.
And look who's coming up. High fly ball into right field. She is gone!
It's important to understand the purpose behind what anybody says, writes, or does. If we are ignorant of the context of these things, we will almost certainly misunderstand the content of them. John made clear why he wrote his first epistle. He wrote these words: "These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life." He wrote to believers to give them and us assurance of salvation. Keeping that important truth in mind, listen now to this important truth in 1 John 4, verses 4 through 7. "You are from God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. They are from the world, therefore they speak as from the world, and the world hears them. We are from God. The one who knows God hears us. The one who is not from God does not hear us. From this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God." So we have this written to the little children, and we are told that the little children have overcome them. Them refers back to verses 1 through 3, false prophets and false spirits, those who do not confess Jesus is from God. Those, we are told in verse 3, who are the spirit of Antichrist. Christians have and will continue to overcome them, not in our own strength, rather because greater is he that is in you than he who is in the world. And the one in the world being referred to here by John is Satan. All who are from God hear God and hear those God sends to proclaim his word. All who have been united to the Son of God by faith are indwelt by God the Holy Spirit, and so we are able to discern the spirit of truth from the spirit of error. And having first been loved by God, we love Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and one another. Having been born of God by the sovereign regenerating work of the Holy Spirit, we know God, we delight in him and his word, and we live loving one another. Our love is both rightly given and rightly withheld. It is rightly given to our triune God and to one another. It is withheld properly according to what we read in chapter 2, verses 15 through 17. "Do not love the world, nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is of the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life, is not from the Father, but is from the world. And the world is passing away, and also its lusts. But the one who does the will of God abides forever." As I mentioned, John wrote to give believers assurance of salvation. Anthony Burgess wrote these words, quote, "John gives us tests by which a Christian can know with assurance that they are saved by Christ, particularly obedience and love. What is assurance? Assurance is a joyous, strong certainty of one's present and future salvation." End of quote. And John ends his first epistle with these words: "We know that no one who has been born of God sins, but he who was begotten of God keeps him, and the evil one does not touch him. We know that we are of God, and that the whole world lies in the power of the evil one. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding so that we may know him who is true, and we are in him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Little children, guard yourselves from idols. Get your eyes up, fixed on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, and be ready to deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow him.